Ibuan, you're most welcome to the Mahadeya, the English Dharma Discussion telecast via the Buddhist channel. Well, today, as you know, since the Mahadeya is a discussion takes up very genuine and in-depth topics related to Dhamma or quite into Dhamma. And we thought of taking today into discussion as the subject about matter or rupa and how to see rupa in its true nature. Well, to conduct this sort of discussion of this caliber, we have invited Professor Ravi Koggalage. Of course, he's no stranger to the Buddhist TV and the viewers of the Buddhist TV. But yet, let me introduce him to you. Professor Ravi Koggalage is the former Deputy Vice Chancellor Academic of Sir John Kothalawala Defence University, and he is an engineer, a meditator, a meditation teacher with overseas experience. Sir, we warmly welcome you to the Mahadeya. And as I just told our viewers, we are going to talk about matter or rupa. We are going to at least start this discussion talking about rupa and talking about matter and how you observe rupa or whatever you see around us, whatever the matter you see around us, how do you see it in the true nature? So please initiate today's discussion.
Yes, Sirvandi, this is very important topic because we've been talking about dukkha and panchupadana khanda. Because Buddha has explained dukkha is the panchupadana skanda, in short.
Yeah.
Sankittena panchupadana khanda dukkha. So panchupadana khanda sa rupa vedana sanya sankhara vinyana. So rupa is the first one.
Yeah.
So according to Buddha's teachings, rupa giving us dukkha, because rupa upadana is dukkha. Therefore, he advises us to investigate about rupa. Why? Because worldly level, we don't see the true nature of rupa. Uh-huh. We get deluded. Uh-huh. Right? So, worldly view. That's why, worldly view, we have rupa everywhere. Uh-huh. Like, how do we get to know about rupa? Whatever we see, we believe they are rupas, right? Mm-hmm. Or the physical matter. Mm-hmm. Right? So that is worldly way of identifying something. Mm-hmm. If you see something that is existing, that is rupa. Mm-hmm. Similarly, if you hear something, there are also subtle level rupa, the saddha rupa, right? Sounds. Then whatever you smell, also categorized as rupa category.
Why is that, sir? At a subtle level.
Because rupa...
Yeah, because when you say rupa, yes, we think of matter, something solid. So,
yes,
it's a bit alien to, I think, most of our viewers when you say we categorize sadh or sounds into rupa.
That's right.
Rupa.
Yeah. We generally recognize the physical matter, solids,
yeah,
as rupa,
yeah,
but not only solids, even water is, we can categorize into rupa category, whatever physical matter.
Yeah, right? Usually when you say
even
rupa,
yes,
the word itself means pictures, even water, people can picture it. So it is,
yeah,
I think, maybe easier to accept water as rupa.
As a picture.
But sounds.
But now I am talking about physical world.
Yes.
So physical world consists of rupa.
Mm-hmm.
It can be four elements, you know, the patavi, apo, tejo, vayu, the
okay,
solidity, liquidity, motion and heat. So consists of all. So certain rupa, the solidity nature is more. So we call them solids.
Mm-hmm.
In certain rupa, the liquids like water and so on, the liquidity nature, chapu,
mm-hmm,
nature is higher than others.
Mm-hmm.
So we categorize them into the water element or the apu, But even the firelight thing, we call it, it's more Techo Dhatu is more than other three. And if you consider Vayu, like air, oxygen or nitrogen, whatever, so the air nature is more than other three categories, right? But all four or whatever those categories, they are commonly known as Rupa or the physical matter or the physical world, right? So, yeah. And the other important fact is you can't separate these four elements. They exist together. For example, solidity, you can't separate solidity from other three.
Yeah.
The if you consider, it's more easy to understand.
There is coexistence.
Coexistence. Yeah. Like any solid, there's a Tejo.
Right.
The temperature.
Yes, that is understood. Yes. Hot.
So you can't separate these two. Similarly, you can't separate these four elements. They exist together. Coexist. Okay? So then when we come back to Rupa, they can be in different forms. So very subtle level also. Sometimes we recognize Rupa using our different senses. Like when we use our eye, we can recognize worldly Rupas or the worldly matter, whatever things. Similarly, using our ears, we can recognize about the world, whatever. Of course, we hear sounds, but we recognize Rupa using their sounds, right? Physical matter.
You mean, is it the feeling this sound is coming from this?
Yes.
Okay.
Like that we... of course, there are two levels I have to describe.
Yes.
One is using sounds, we get to know about Rupa, and also sound itself is
a Rupa.
Another Rupa. Similarly, smell. Due to smell, we recognize
the source
things.
Of the smell.
Yes. As they are, of course, Rupa. And smell itself also Rupa. Right? Similarly, taste and whatever our touch, tactile
feeling of
sensations.
Touch, yes.
Yes. So they are also now five different categories, like depend on our senses, right? Rupa, we can categorize into five. They are also known as gochara rupa, because each sensor, there's a gochara. Gochara in the sense sensory.
Yes, gochara venama means.
Yes.
Yeah, you feel it, you sense
it. For example,
eye,
it is the color. Right, color rupa. Even it is rupa, the eye can see only colors. Right, it can't sense sounds. So for the ear, gochara rupa is sounds. Like that, five gochara rupas: colors, then sounds, smell, taste, and the touch or tactile sensations. Then those five. And the five senses as well, the eye, ear, nose, tongue, and the body. They themselves also known as rupa, right?
Yes.
So eye is organ also rupa.
Yeah, of course.
Whatever it senses also rupa, right? Like that, these five senses, there are five. The gochara rupa, and they are also known as ajjata and bahidda rupa. Ajjata rupa is eye, ear, nose, tongue, and body. Bahidda rupa, whatever sensed by this, okay, not belongs to our physical body. So physical body and the external things. So bahidda rupa, external rupa. So whatever this rupa, if we get attached or believe strongly they are existing, it is known as the upadana, rupa upadana, right? So Buddha has mentioned rupa upadana is dukkha. In fact, he has mentioned sankhitena pancha upadana kanda dukkha. But when you get to know about any kind of Rupa, other four also there. Mm-hmm. For example, when you get to know these flowers, it's Rupa, no?
Mm-hmm.
And together with that, there arise Vedana,
mm-hmm.
whether it is pleasant or unpleasant,
mm-hmm.
right? Then the Sanya, to differentiate this from other Rupas, we use Rupa Sanya,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
Then the whatever Chetana, the Sankara,
mm-hmm.
right? Whatever ideas about this.
Mm-hmm.
So they are known as Sankara. And the knowing or knowledge, right?
Mm-hmm.
Knowing about these four is Vijnana,
mm-hmm.
knower. Okay. So when there's Rupa, when we believe, strongly believe mm-hmm. there's a Rupa, other four also there. Vedana, Sanya, Sankara, Vijnana. So it is the Pancha Upadana Khanda.
Mm-hmm.
This is what Buddha has mentioned as Dukkha.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right? That's why we have to investigate Rupa. Because worldly level, according to Buddha, we don't see the reality or the true nature of Rupa. So worldly level, what we accept.
Sorry.
Rupa, when there's Rupa, Upadanaskanda exist, other four Upadanas also exist together. That is Rupa Upadana, Vedana Upadana, Sanya Upadana, Sankara Upadana and the Vijnana Upadana. So whenever we believe there's a Rupa, we accept there's a Rupa, we also accepted whether it is pleasant or unpleasant or neutral, right? Vedana. Then we have Sanya to separate or differentiate it from other Rupas, the Rupa Sanya. And whatever our ideas about that,
yeah.
Chetana, they mm-hmm. become Sankara. And the Vijnana. Vijnana is the novel, right?
Okay.
About all those four. So the Panchupadana Khandas are there. So that's why, so according to Buddhism, it is Dukkha. Sankhittena Panchapadanakkhanda Dukkha. So Buddha has revealed these four noble truths: Dukkha Satta, Samudaya, Nirodha, Marga. So when we know about Dukkha, we can know what are the causes of that and cessation of that and the path leading.
Mm-hmm.
That, right? So that's why we have to investigate about Rupa according to Buddha's teachings,
mm-hmm.
right? So worldly level also we know about Rupa, that is physical matter. And of course science we know, we can break them into smaller elements like atoms,
mm-hmm.
right?
Electrons.
And, yeah, neutrons, even atom we can break into... electrons,
yeah.
Protons and so on, neutrons, smaller elements.
And even smaller elements.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, science maybe, they may find some more in yeah. another 50 years. So, but according to Buddhism also, there are terms used. The
mm-hmm.
smallest element known as the Rupa Kalapa. Rupa
mm-hmm.
Kalapa.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Why it is... called Rupa Kalapa, it's a collection of four elements. Patavi, Apo, Tejo, Vayu.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Solidity, liquidity, Tejo is heat and the Vayu is motion.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Then those four elements you can't separate, as I mentioned earlier. Right?
Yeah, they're coexisting.
They coexist. So this is the worldly level
okay.
explanation.
Right.
Rupa consists of all smaller elements,
mm-hmm.
right? So there are, now you ask how to see the true nature of Rupa.
Yeah.
Now, there are two different ways to see this. One is worldly way and the supramundane or the lokottara way, right? So we have to start with worldly level because we believe worldly level rupa exists. For example, our body is a good example for rupa. So in the Satara Satipatthana, Kayanupassana, Satipatthana, Buddha advises us how to see the true nature of the rupa. There are techniques, meditation techniques. So, if we take our body, physical body, as rupa, one way is to see the different parts, right? Kesa, loma, naka, danta, like that. Head hair, body hair, nails, teeth.
Like analyzing your body.
Yes, like separating into parts.
Okay.
So,
right.
Then there's nothing called body, but it's a collection of different parts. Right?
Yeah.
So there are 32 parts Buddha has mentioned. Right? So one can easily, you know, visualize this. So think about it. This helps you to get rid of whole body, this sarira sanya, one body concept. Right? If you get attached to whole body, when you see this a collection of different parts, head, hair, body, hair, nails, teeth, our skin, and so on, then you won't get attached to the whole body.
Yeah.
Then this is to contemplate on the asubha nature, disgusting nature of each of these parts. Right? This is also known as asubha sanya.
And I think now is the time that even though like when we separate them into parts, kesa, loma,
yeah.
I think most in our society are, you know, attached to those separate parts as well.
Okay, very good question.
Yes.
Then, yeah. You get rid of whole body, but still you may attach to separate
yeah,
parts.
Yeah, you may think right? of, you know, making your knee, nails look nice, the hair and all that.
Yes, yes. So, that's a very good question.
Yeah.
That's why, then there's another type of meditation. So, to get rid of nails or hair, that sanya, you can go to that Dhatu Kalapa or the, it is known as Dhatu Manasikara. Earlier one is asubha sanya, right? Then next one is to get rid of the different parts as well. So we
attachment to the parts.
Yes, we can contemplate on what are the composition of these. Then like in science, we go to atoms and the small elements. And Buddhism, we can think about different, the rupa kalapa, smallest element, right? So it is only a collection of rupa kalapa. There's nothing called flower here. It is rupa kalapa, right? So you can't separate different rupas because everything consists of rupa kalapa. Or the dhatu level, patavi, apo, tejo, vayu. So Buddha has advised like in to his own son Rahula, gave this advice, Rahula, this patavi in this body and the patavi in outside objects, is there a difference? No. So contemplate like that. Patavi here is same as the patavi outside. Apo here is same as the apo outside. Tejo here, same as tejo outside. Right? It's the same kind of element. So no difference. Like that you can contemplate. So this is Dhatu Manasikara. Now, up to this point, you know, we believe something exists in outside. And we are breaking that into smaller elements, parts, to get rid of that sanya. Right? Initially, for example, initially we have, there's a whole body.
Okay.
To get rid of that level, we contemplate on different parts. Head, hair, body, hair, and so on. 32 parts, right? Solids and liquids. Then, to get rid of that sanya, head hair, nails, and so on. As you mentioned, there's a possibility of getting attached to those because they are also rupa.
Yeah.
So there can be rupa upadana. That is again dukkha.
Yeah.
Right? Pancha upadana kanda. To get rid of that, we can contemplate on like dhatu.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Patavi apo tejo vayo rupa kalapa.
Mm-hmm.
Now we get rid of those head hair, nails, teeth, and so on.
Mm-hmm.
But we have rupa kalapa.
Yeah.
Or in science, atoms.
Yes. Right? Even then one might consider.
Still something existing.
Yes.
Right. So that's why I mentioned, still we are doing it in a worldly level.
Mm. Mm.
This is not Lokottara side.
Okay.
We have not seen rupa in its true nature.
Mm-hmm.
Right. At the Lokottara side. Worldly level. Now we can get rid of our attachments or reduce our attachments or disliking, feeling the hatred, the lobha and dvesha, you can suppress by doing this.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But still moha is there, delusion. Because rupa exists in outside, they are consistent. Of this rupa kalapa or dhatu. So, who is observing these things? I know about that rupa.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Still personal belief. Oh, the sakkayaditti is there. Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's why I mentioned that meditation is still in the worldly level.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't got the lokottara sammaditti yet.
Okay.
Right. In other words, by doing that, unless you get the Lokottara Sammaditti, there's no way of achieving those Magapala.
Exactly. Right? Because, okay.
Yeah. So that's why Buddha has asked us to know Rupa in different ways.
Uh-huh.
So the in Kayanupassana.
Uh-huh.
So, before I go to how to practice it, you just go through this, how Buddha has advised in Satipatthana Sutta. That is, Kayanupassana. There are four categories of Satipatthana, Kayanupassana, Vedananupassana, Chittanupassana and Dhammanupassana. So, we are focusing into Kayanupassana. Why? Because that is to see the true nature of rupa.
Uh-huh.
Or understand or realize the true nature of rupa. The purpose of Kayanupassana is this. So how to practice? It is explained in Satipatthana Sutta. Kaye Kayanupassi viharati Atapi Sampajano Satima Vinaya Loke Abhijja Domanassan. So Kaye Kayanupassi viharati means you are contemplating on your
body
or okay. The rupa, right?
Mm-hmm.
Kaya. Then there are three terms. Atapi sampajano satima. How to do that? You have to put kind of effort. Atapi. Virya, right? You need some kind of effort. Otherwise, you can't practice mindfulness or satipatthana. Right? You need effort. Atapi. Then Sampajano Satima. Sampajana is the kind of initially it's knowledge, later on it will become the prajna side. Okay? So, how to get knowledge? We have to study Buddhism and listen to Dhamma sermons and so on.
Yeah.
Saddharma Sravani. Then you have to contemplate in that. Think mm-hmm. about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because sutame jnana, get knowledge from outside. Then chintame, you think about it. Chintame jnana. Then only you can put into bhavana.
Okay.
To get bhavana jnana. So, that's how you get this sampajana.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Sampajana. Then satima is the your attention. You,
mm-hmm.
you try to keep your awareness. Right?
Satya. 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 Okay.
Yes. Okay, so these are the three things in this Satipatthana. You have to try, put an effort, get the knowledge about that, listening to Buddhism and trying to understand it, Buddha's teachings. Then keep your awareness, right? Mindfulness. There are different terms, English terms, but when you practice it, you get the real meaning of that. Okay. Now, the result of this, when you practice this, the other parts, the Vinaya Loke Abhijja Domanasa. Vinaya Loke. This world is the rupa. Now, our body or other rupa. So, you remove or destroy Vinaya. What? Abhijja Domanasa. Abhijja is the attachments. Domanasa is the opposite aversions. Of the aversions.
Okay.
Right? So when you practice this Kaya Anupassana about the rupa, for example, rupa is our own body, there's a possibility of reducing or removing our attachments and aversion about this rupa. Okay?
Okay.
So that's the purpose. Or when you practice Kaya Anupassana, you can double check whether you are doing it according to the Buddha's teachings. Right? So if you practice Kaya Anupassana with your own body, you should be able to see whether you are reducing your attachments, whether you are reducing your aversions towards body. Right?
Okay.
Then each of these, throughout this Satipatthana Sutta, Mahasatipatthana Sutta and the Satipatthana Sutta, after each instruction, there's some other sections also. How to do this?
Yeah.
Iti ajyattangva kaya kayanupassi viharati. This is ajyatta. Ajyatta and bahidda, you know.
Okay.
Ajyatta is your own body.
Yeah.
Bahidda means something external to your body, physical body, right? So, ajyatta rupa and bahidda rupa. You have to contemplate on those. So, iti ajyattangva kaya kayanupassi viharati. Iti bahiddhava kaya kayanupassi viharati. So, this is internal rupa, this is external rupa. So, you have to practice your kayanupassana like that, separately. Right?
Yeah.
Then, there will be a time you can practice both together. Ajyatta bahiddhava kaya kayanupassi viharati. So you have to develop your kayanupassana up to that level. So you can do that separately. Ajyatta rupa you can do it. Bahiddha rupa you can do it separately. Then there will be a time you can practice both together. Right? I'll come to that later
okay,
on.
Because
worldly level, very difficult to understand.
I just have a small question. I don't know whether. What are the bahidda rupa or external rupa when it comes to kaya anupassana? Because when you say kaya anupassana, it's the body that you contemplate on. What do you mean by the external?
No, body in the sense, kaya has two meanings.
Okay.
It can be your physical body or the rupa.
Alright, that's what I wanted to know. Fine.
That's why one example of rupa is our physical body.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Now it's
then,
clear.
Yeah, that is ajyatta rupa.
Okay.
Then all other external rupa are bahidda rupa.
Fine.
It
fine.
Can be other human bodies or other rupas as well.
Fine, okay.
Right? So you have to contemplate on external rupa, bahidda rupa. Iti bahiddhava kaya kayanupassi viharati. Iti ajyattava kaya kayanupassi viharati. Then finally you have to practice both together. Ajyatta bahiddhava kaya kayanupassi viharati. That is one category. Then next one, it is saying, now, this is explaining about Kaya Anupassana, right?
Okay.
Then, Samudaya පස්සානු වා කායේ කායනු පස්සේ විහෙරති. සමුදය is the origin, how it occurred. සමුදය පස්සා සමුදය ධම්මානු පස්සීවා. It's a dhamma, the nature.
Okay, which means nature. The occurring of the kaya or the body or matter.
Yeah, whatever rupa you are contemplating.
Okay.
If it is a physical body, occurring of your body. Right? If it is another rupa, occurring of that body, arising. Right? So, samudaya dhammanu passiva kayasmin viharati. Then, vaya dhammanu passiva kayasmin viharati. Vaya is the opposite of occurring, the cessation.
Okay.
Right? The passing way. Right? So, vaya dhammanu passiva kayasmin viharati. So, about this rupa, you have to see the occurring, arising nature and also
the
cessation. Right? Both separately.
The ceasing nature.
Ceasing
yes.
nature. Then there will be a stage you will be able to practice this together. Samudaya vaya dhammanu passiva kayasmin viharati. So when you improve your kayanupassana, you will come to that level. Okay. Then.
So there is no in-between stage, is it? You explained that once.
Yeah.
So yeah, worldly, just in case our viewers might.
Okay. Worldly
think.
Level, we believe titi.
Utpada titi bhanga.
Yes, that is worldly level belief. It exists for some time. Again, it's a kind of nitya, nitya sanya. But what you have to realize is anicca.
Okay. Now, are you trying to say so that there is no time difference between the occurring and the ceasing? I mean, thinking of it in a very worldly level.
Yes, worldly level, of course, it is there.
Yeah. Then there is a time difference.
If we take ourselves, we have our date of birth. And until our death.
Yes.
Right?
So. But even that, if you analyze, since we are made of all sorts of cells,
yes.
even the cells have their lifetimes.
Yes.
You know, some only a few
yes.
days, but
yes.
things like neurocells, yes. of course,
yes.
lifetime.
Yeah.
But then they change chemically.
Atoms, they have lifetime.
Yeah,
even
they
the
change.
Rupa kalapa,
keep on changing, yes.
Rupa kalapa also, in Abhidharma, you can see the time given in chittakshana.
Okay.
So, 17 chittakshanas, they can exist. Each rupa kalapa. Right?
How long is a chittakshana?
That is where we have to come. So, chittakshana is, since you have asked, it's
something
not a,
beyond our
it is not a time.
Okay.
Buddha has explained that is the smallest. When we talk, we have to use worldly level terms. So,
smallest
time. Kshana.
Time.
Kshana.
Yeah.
Right?
I would call it smallest time beyond your imagination.
Yes. So sometimes we can see in certain books it's calculated and you know nanoseconds level 10 to the power minus this thing and so on.
Yeah.
But
in a way that we earthlings or worldly people would understand.
But you have to keep in mind it is not directly from the Tripitaka.
Okay. Really?
Yeah. These are from later whatever books or later explanations. Maybe in Atuvatika and other Visuddhi Magga and other books. There we can't find them in Tripitaka according to my knowledge. Maybe there may be places where I have not encountered.
Yes, if you come across places like that,
please
let us know. That is going to be very, very advantages
yes.
for our discussion.
Those
yes.
time classification and so on. Right? So, since you asked this titi, worldly level we believe titi. The pavatma. right? So we can come to that concept according to Sutta as well, the Tithi concept. But Buddha has mentioned these things, these are also known as Sankhara because of the causes, these are the effects. Okay? Sankhara or Sankata. Sankata Dham. Whatever we talk about, they exist because of causes. Cause and effect principle. The Paticchasamuppanna. So, the Sankata Dharma, that is where this mention. Upado Panyayati, Vayo Panyayati, Titassa Anyatattam Panyayati. That's are the three Pali terms used in suttas. Upada upanyayati, vaya upanyayati, titassa anyatattam panyayati. It is not titi itself, but titassa anyatattam. So, upada means the, we have explained, arising nature. Vaya means the ceasing nature, cessation. Then the time in between these two, the, what do you call, titi, Buddha has mentioned, titassa anyatattam. Titassa means the in Sinhala Pavatina Kale Tula.
Yeah.
If it is existing during that time, Anyatattam Panyayati, it is changing into another
version.
Another version, another form.
Another form.
Right?
Yeah.
So Anyatattam. Anyatatte Gata Patti. Right? If it is existing. During that existing time also it is changing.
Yeah, like ourselves. We are changing. We are aging.
Yes.
Yeah.
We are changing, but you have mentioned even the smaller cells, there's a lifetime.
Yes.
So, according to Buddhism, even during that lifetime it is changing.
Chemically, yes. Yeah.
Right. So, that is titassa anyatattam. So, titi is... that is due to worldly level concepts. Yeah. It's a kind of deluded mind. We can see the titi. Right? The nitya. In Kacchanagotta Sutta, this is really explained. When people see or observe the arising nature, right? Upada, arising nature, they believe they are existing. Right?
Yeah.
The etat, sasvatavada. Right, then when they see the cessation, vaya or nirodha, then they think they are not existing. That is known as uccedavada. Right, atta, natha. Atta is sasvatavada or the existing, natha is nothing existing because everything is ceasing.
Right? Okay.
So, these are two drushtis.
Two views.
Two wrong views.
Okay.
Right?
Two wrong views. Okay.
Yeah. But worldly level, we may think that is correct. But when you see the true nature, those are wrong views. Okay? So, we may fall into those views about rupa. They are existing. Or non-existing. Right? So existing is the sasvatavada. Non-existing is uccedavada. Right?
Fine.
But Buddha has mentioned in that same sutta, Kacchana Gotta Sutta, Kacchana, Tathagato Ubhayante Anupagamo. Not fall into these two extremes, sasata uccheda, atta or natha. Buddha explained paticchasamuppanna. So paticchasamuppanna does not fall into any of those views.
Okay.
Whether it is existing or non-existing. Okay, sasata uccheda. Now this is very important because. In those meditation, we many used to try this 32 parts of the body or the Dhatu Manasikara, as I mentioned. So, initially they start with there's something exists in body or the I or myself in that body.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Finally, when they practice this meditation, there's nothing called body. There's no I. It's collection of Rupa Kalapa or Dhatu, Satra Mahadhatu. Right? Four elements. Patavyapo, Tejo, Vayu. Therefore, there's no I or myself. So they think this is what we have to understand. But without knowing these two views, Sāsvata and Ucceda, they start with Sāsvata. I am existing.
Yeah.
Myself is there. Then practice meditation. Then they end up with myself is not there.
Yeah.
I am not there.
What if someone thinks, why should we practice this bhavana, this meditation just to feel disappointed that I do not exist?
That's why before practicing, if you get to know these things, you don't waste your time unnecessarily.
Right? Very correct, yeah.
That's why it is always advisable to discuss them. Dhamma Sakaccha. That's in Mangala Sutta. So you have to listen to them and also discuss about these things. Then only you get to know whether you are in a wrong path.
Yes.
Right? Whether it is according to Buddha's teachings.
Yeah.
But here, be careful. I am not telling or not asking you to stop practicing those meditations. Because these are according to Buddha's teachings, the 32 parts of the body, the Asubha Sanya. Even Girivananda Sutta, it's explained in detail how to practice this.
Exactly.
Right?
This. Yes. So I think, yes.
They are useful, but still you have to understand we are practicing it in the worldly level to get rid of our nivaranas. Our attachments, that's the opposite of that, desha.
Aversions.
So, to reduce those are strong nivaranas. We have to reduce those things in order to prepare our mind to see the true nature.
Exactly.
So, that is where you have to change to Lokottara side.
Exactly.
So, we can explain it another.
Yeah, that is, yes, I think we have to explain it in our next program since we could not complete this discussion about Kaya Anupassana and practicing it. So, when we practice, Kaya Anupassana, it is through this experience, through the supramundane understanding, you'll receive happiness. That's the ultimate happiness.
But worldly level also you can reduce kind of suffering.
Yes, you can reduce and you can be relieved. For example, relieved.
If you are too angry with
exactly
someone, right? If you practice this meditation.
Yeah, you see him like a bunch of cells. Bunch of
Rupa Kalapa, the four elements.
Or if you have not even developed up to that stage, you might see him as a bunch of disgusting
next time you won't get things. Angry.
Yeah, you won't get angry. Yes, that's true.
Similarly, attachment.
Exactly. Yes. And viewers, of course, we are going to continue this discussion the next week as well. And please write your comments to us and Prof. Ravi will give his email address.
Yes, it is koggalage@yahoo.com. KOGGALAGE @yahoo.com. And there's a website also where you can find our discussions, audio,
Ravi,
as well as our books. In fact, this is my fourth book as well. Probably next program
we'll
explain about it. You can download the PDF. It is free.
Free from Ravi.
ravi.harimaga.com.
Okay.
ravi.harimaga.com. And also our regular sessions are Colombo. Every Saturday we have
Subhadra Rama Temple, Nugegoda.
Nugegoda, yes. From 8:30 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Yes. Well, thank you very much, Professor Ravi, and thank you, viewers. Please join us with the next program as we are about to continue this in-depth discussion. Thank you so much. May the Most Noble Triple Gem bless you.
We had to see. 40 වෙනකන් තිබුණා.
නෑ. අද 10 වෙනි පටන් ගත්තේ 2ට 10ක් තියදී.